is Wade Brefke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Project Vote, pulling the plug when its work is so badly needed. Mike Slater, the executive director of Project Vote since about 2008, announced that the Voter Registration and Voter Accountability Organization was going to close its doors on May 31st, largely because of a lack of financial support. He thanked longtime donors and supporters, but indicated there was just not enough in the bank to keep fueling the machinery for voting participation and accountability. There's likely more to it than that, but I haven't been close to Project Vote since 2008, so all I know is what the announcement says, but I do know enough to write in their obituary that it's a tragedy. In these days of voter suppression by one legislature after another, increasingly overseen by the chief suppressor now in the Attorney General's office, as well as one court case after another ending in clear judgment citing racism and restraining the vote, the history and experience of Project Vote is sorely needed. In the future, we will be on the field with one star player absent. Amazing to me, while reading of voter registration efforts right now in Georgia on a key congressional race and hearing the news that millions have been raised to support the Center for Popular Democracy, voter registration, and other voting efforts, that the space shrank so sharply that Project Vote couldn't survive. Project Vote was founded in 1982 by D.C.-based activist lawyer Sandy Newman. Virtually from its beginning, Project Vote and ACORN worked closely together, welded in common purpose by our commitments to register voters in lower-income and minority communities. Project Vote was nonpartisan and tax-exempt, and the registration efforts were the same. Sandy was creative and managed to fund the operation largely through a network of private donors he cultivated assiduously, who developed deep commitments to registration efforts during his service. By the early 1990s, Sandy wanted to spend his time on other interests and turn over the reins to a more diverse leadership who would continue to deepen its stewardship of this issue in communities. Zach Paulette, ACORN's political director, had developed a close working relationship with Sandy through our partnership, so when it came time for a transition, there were two organizations who seemed ready and able to take Project Vote under their wings: the Industrial Areas Foundation, particularly Baltimore-based Arnie Graf, and ACORN. There may be more to the story than I know as well, but Arnie was having issues with his back that led him to withdraw the IAF's interest, while ACORN's commitment remained enthusiastic, so it was there that Project Vote found a home. There were several directors of Project Vote's D.C. operation with different titles over the years, including Jamu Green, now a television commentator and advocate. But the real driver of the program within the ACORN family, regardless of title, continued to be Paulette, who virtually commuted between Little Rock and Washington for 14 years as the joint efforts between Project Vote and ACORN grew exponentially to the point where we were registering over 1 million voters in 2008. And then in the firefight that was the Obama-McCain contest, Project Vote and ACORN were both caught in a crossfire. Mike Slater, a longtime ACORN organizer, largely in Minnesota, was elevated to director in the aftermath and built more firewalls, managed to sustain the organization past ACORN's reorganization in 2010. To Project Vote's credit, its website in the mid-aughts was clear about the ACORN connection. Slater acknowledged his time, the general counsel was a longtime ACORN veteran, and more importantly, the organization had stood firm by Amy Busfink, an ACORN veteran who ran a big part of our 2004 statewide minimum wage fight in Florida and picked up her mail at our St. Pete office when we were working on the Walmart drives. Amy had been targeted by the right for her work in Vegas during the campaign and a drama of ridiculousness, and the organization never abandoned her, which showed good character. Project Vote's website has now been scoured of its ACORN ties, which leads me to believe that between the lines, they are the latest victim of the right-wing attack on the organization and the left-wing's lack of backbone and tradition of struggle. It's surprising that Mike couldn't find a home for Project Vote in the way that Sandy had done so many years before. Is this more ACORN shaming almost a decade later? Look at the internet. The right never forgets, even while the left too often shuns, waiting for donor handouts and fleeing any whisper of controversy, no matter how unjust. Nonetheless, 35 years of work in registering voters and protecting their rights to the ballot is a legacy drenched in accomplishment and pride. R.I.P., rest in peace to Project Vote, but let's celebrate its work in life because it made a huge difference and it'll be greatly missed. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.